for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Friday afternoon, November the 23rd, 2018. Deborah Vales is the speaker of the afternoon, teaching on defeating witchcraft curses and personal curses.
Well, Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your kindness and your grace. And Lord, that even that you don't reward us according to our iniquities, but according to your tender mercies. You daily load us with benefits. You heal all of our disease. We give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your blood. I thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I thank you for the blood applied to the ear, to hear. And Lord, thank you for what Jerry taught this morning, that the eyes of our understanding would be opened, would be enlightened, that we would understand, Lord, everything you have for us. Understand the strength in the inner man. That, Lord, resurrection power would rise up in Jesus' name. I lift up my sister Deborah as she teaches. I think that her tongue, Lord, will be as the pen of a ready writer. And she will stand forth here as an oracle of the living God. And, Father, the words that she brings forth will bring grace and life more abundant, even as she agrees with you, Lord, and teaches us today. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you'll welcome our sister Deborah Vale, she's going to teach us.
I can truly say that I have been looking forward to just being back at camp. I always enjoy coming to share the word of the Lord. It's always an honor, and I don't take it lightly. And I just really enjoyed the word last night. Miss Brother Merle, I really miss him. Amen. And also today. And so we just want to share what we believe the Lord has given on today. I'm going to talk a little bit about defeating witchcraft curses. Defeating witchcraft curses, word curses. And I'm going to kind of center in on personal curses. There are three types of curses. Historical curses, modern curses, and then personal. And I'm going to hit that area today. We have to be careful of our speech. One of the things the Lord has really been talking to me about, even as I went through some of this again, Deb, be very careful how you talk about people, what you say, because we're snared. We can be caught by our words, so we want to be careful. So the theme scripture for this is Genesis chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3. It says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram." Now this scripture says the Lord had said unto Abram. He had already given Abraham a command to leave his country. I'm not going to go there today, but he said, "Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." Don't you know when the Lord says something, gives a promise, it's a sure word, right? How many of you have ever received a promise from God?
Amen.
Yeah. How many of those promises have come to pass? Quite a few, right?
Yes.
And so when he says a word, he means what he says. And then he said, "I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee." Now, when I was studying this, I never saw that like this, okay? "And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Now, this does apply to us as well. So you know when people curse you, God says he will do the cursing, not us. We're not to curse people and talk about people and down people when they do it to us. We got to learn to let God do it. Let him handle these things, okay? I'm going to go further in that What is a curse? Now, I looked this up in the dictionary. It says, a curse is an appeal to a supernatural power for evil to befall someone or something. Means to curse or damn or denounce and slander. And I'm going to give you a definition of slander in a little bit. Now, in the church, you would think, no, that kind of stuff don't go on in the church, right? It goes on in the church. Okay. Now, some of the words that are synonymous to this is like to afflict, to wound, to trouble, to plague, to torment, or torture. Well, we don't want people in that category again. Okay. Cursing is malicious. Right? Evil words are malicious. Spiteful, hateful, venomous, begrudging, vicious, hostile, and evil. All that pertains to curses. Curses pose a real danger to all Christians. Okay? All right. Now, I'm going to give you just a few examples of curses in the Bible. Like, the enemy, Satan, was cursed because he deceived us. When he deceived Adam, Eve, all that, Genesis 3, 14 and 15. Then Adam and Eve were cursed for their high act of treason. And this is something that God did. He said, well, now, the serpent was cursed to the ground. And today, we see the serpent still running the ground because that's where God said, that's what you're going to do. All right? Adam and Eve were cursed. The woman had her part. Man had his part in Genesis 3, 16 through 19. Okay? Adam had to till the ground. We're still struggling today. Man is still struggling today with because of what they did wrong. So when we do things wrong, God says, because you did this, this is going to happen. He gives a command. And when God says something, it's a sure word. Let me give you one more example of sometimes family lines are cut off. And they're cut off because of sin. They're cut off because of judgment. Okay? It's happened in the Bible. If you go back through the Bible, you see where God said to Saul, to different ones, I'm cutting your line off. I'm doing this because you did that. Right. So again, when God says a thing, he means what he says. Okay? And then Cain was cursed for murdering his brother Abel in Genesis 4, 11 and 12. Okay? So let's go over just a little bit. I'm going to talk about, like I said, personal curses is what I want to center in on. So what's a personal curse? This is where man curses man. It's a conscious, willful attempt to invoke a higher spiritual power against an individual to wish him or her harm, if not actually destroying him. Now, I heard in prayer today, you know, we're praying for leaders. We always pray for our president. We pray for leaders a lot of times because things come at them that a lot of things don't come at us. Okay, so it's important that we pray for our leaders. It's important that we cover them. Okay, a lot of times behind the scenes, you don't know what leaders are going through. We pray for Brother Merle. Different things happen. A lot of times we don't see it. We have no, unless the Lord it gives us privy information, we don't know what's going on. All we see a lot of times is people on the outside. But you never know what people are going through unless the Lord is able to show you or you get information. So a lot of times people are suffering things, you don't know why they're doing it. Well, sometimes it's a curse. Sometimes the enemy will have others to attempt to bring harm, to afflict, all of these things. So that's why prayer is so important. I really want to talk about prayer today. The Lord kind of led me a different way. Okay? But I have to just put this plug in for prayer. We must stay on the wall. Okay? I don't care. If you don't pray, you're not going to stay. I say it all the time. Come on, here. Amen. If you don't, if you don't shout, my God, I thank you. If you don't have a prayer relationship, a relationship with God in prayer, I can lay hands on you. The prayer team can lay hands on you. That's all good. But what's going to happen when you go home? What kind of life are you going to have? Amen. What kind of victory will you have if you don't have a prayer life? Amen. So we must know God through prayer. Amen. Amen. And it's not hard to know him. Oh, come on now. It's not hard to know the Lord. Amen. If you've accepted Jesus into your heart, how many of you have accepted him? For real. Come on.
right hand. Amen. So all, look at all these hands. Do you know how much power is in here? Okay. Shando high. Come on now. Amen. So we have the authority, brother, to cast the demons out and all of that. Amen. But we must have a place of prayer. Amen. We must know God through prayer, through relationship. Okay, that's my appeal for prayer today. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, so another definition, again, when it comes to curses, is an appeal to a supernatural power, again, of evil to befall someone. It is heartfelt invoking of anger or violence, calling down of evil on another. And people do it all the time. They sit in churches and do it. I'm going to talk about the world. I'm not going to talk about the world right now. I'm going to talk about what happens in the church.
Amen.
I'm going to talk about what happens to our brothers and sisters.
Yes.
How character assassination and all of these things come to inflict. And we have to reverse those things. A lot of times things are happening to you because someone else said something. And the enemy is trying to throw it on you.
Yes.
Come on. And sometimes we're not aware of it. And the Holy Ghost has to reveal, well, this is why this is taking place. In your life, because someone said something that you didn't know anything about, and the Holy Ghost has to reveal it so we can reverse it and get rid of it. I long to see the day that really, really and truthfully, we as brethren and sisters dwell together in unity. Because the Bible says, I believe, where there's unity, there is strength.
Yes.
And we need to be strong. The body of Christ needs to be strong. We need to be one body. Not many bodies, one. There's only one body. Many members. One body. Moving as one. One unit. And guess what happens when that happens? All kinds of good things. God things. Right? When we learn to function together. And I believe that through the things that are taking place in the world, the church is going to have to be forced to arise to the occasion. Come on, somebody. We're going to have to be forced to get in a place of prayer and get in a place where we love one another, where we strive side by side for the same purposes of the gospel. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So a personal curse does not represent God or his righteous judgments in any way. A personal curse proves that power can be perverted from what is godly and healing, diverted to ungodly and wounding. How is it that in the church, one day, sister, you're my best buddy, and the next day, you're of the devil? How can that be? But it happens. I had it happen to me this year. I was going through some words the Lord gave through a precious heart. That's how I call it. It is a precious heart. And there were 7 words this person gave me for 7 days. And I was going through it. Now that person no longer speaks to me now. I'm not of God anymore. How can that be? Come on, let's talk. Can we converse? It's true. It's not of God. It's not of God. Now, when you know you're walking right, you don't have to defend yourself. Neither do you have to justify. You just live the way God wants you to live and be pleasing. Because I can tell you from January to now, oh, Deb ain't the same Deb. I've grown a little bit. Come on. I'm still needing help. Come on. I think we all do.
Amen.
Amen. We're all, as Mom Jerry says, I love it. We're works in progress. Huh?
Yeah.
But if you stay on the potter's wheel. Woo! God, I love you today. If you stay there. If you stay in the fire. Stay on the altar. God can work with you. Amen. He can shave off all that stuff that needs to come off. Yeah. Because sometimes people don't walk with us because they may see some flaws. And they try to fix it. Who's to fix the flaws? God is. And if we're not moving as fast as some people think, you know what they'll do? They'll dip. That means they'll leave. But Jesus never leaves you. He will not forsake you. I'm going to wake y'all up this afternoon. Come on now. I got very tired this morning. I was over there. I'm going to sleep. I have to repent. Praise the Lord. I said, Lord, please help me stay awake. Come on now. Amen. So if the spirit of slumber gets on you, this is what I want you to do. Just get up.
Come on.
Get up like this right here and do some jumping jacks. And do something. Walk around. Come on now. Shake yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because there's word that you need.
Yes.
You can't afford to miss it. Hey, I can't afford to miss what God has for me. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. You can't afford to miss what God has for you. So if the devil comes, try to lull you to sleep, you get up and you say, not now, devil. I got to receive what God has for me. Now clap your hands and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Okay, so now I'll calm back down. There's no such thing as a justified personal curse between Christians. No way you can justify talking about somebody or talking down a ministry or turning someone against people that have been helped by you. There's no justification for that. We have no right to curse someone, even when he or she has done wrong to us. I have no right to talk about anybody, okay? If you return a curse for the wrong done, you have sinned.
Mm-hmm.
You must repent and get right with God immediately. Not tomorrow, not next week. Not when you feel better, right away, okay? You know, the more we repent, the more we stay in that vein, the cleaner you stay, because then the Holy Ghost is able to keep flushing you, right? So if we have an attitude of repentance, when in doubt, repent. When you're not sure, repent. Just in case. Repent. Come on. You don't want to miss it. Come on now. We don't want to miss it. So just in case, Lord, forgive me. Lord, I repent. Lord, help me not to think that way. Okay. Don't help me not to look crazy. Because sometimes our looks can say, whoa, what is that? So I have to always, you know, kind of like, Lord, help me. You know, when I see stuff I don't like or hear things, and Lord, help me. I want to turn it on me. I don't want to turn it on you. Come on now. It's not about you. It's about me. God. You know, what's that song that says, not my mother nor my brother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother nor my brother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me. You know, the song says, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. When we keep that attitude, we won't be judging people, because we'll understand, I need to stay straight. So when we mind our own business for 6 months, and the other 6 months, we leave everybody else alone, and we stay in God's face. Come on. We got to have these type of attitudes. Okay? I want you to really get this today. We can't be cursing people. We can't curse one another. We got to love one another. Okay? So we know that Christian curses are real. They must be taken seriously. They must be exposed and disarmed. It's like a bomb waiting to go off. Okay? They take two forms. Number one, Christian witchcraft, the spiritual manipulation and control of other Christians. That's one form. When you want to control people, manipulate them, get them to do what you want them to do, not, you know, it's not God. Number two, Christian cannibalism. saw this, I'm like, huh? Yeah, it's the spiritual devouring of other Christians. Christian cannibalism, yes, that's right. It's similar to character assassination. This is how it's done. It's done by, number one, bearing false witness against another, vicious backbiting between Christians, malicious gossip against those you are opposed to for one reason or another, rumor spreading for the express purpose of putting that Christian in a bad light and damaging their reputation. Number five, self-righteous dismantling of another Christian through the misuse of harmful words and sinful attitudes. Okay? Now let's give you some more examples here. Number one, this is cannibalism. You hear half a story about somebody, you spread the information like you were there, when in fact your information was hearsay and second-handed. Have you ever heard stuff like that? Yeah. I remember, you know, getting caught up in stuff, hearing things, and then finding out that was not the truth. Do you go back and get it right? Oops. Okay. Number two, disseminating harmful information by the use of negative words, implications, inferences, and suggestions. You know, some people are very impressionable, especially young Christians can be very impressionable if they value us. We have to be careful because you can really, really, really harm people by your words, especially if they value you. So we have to be careful that what we say, especially from up here, that is right, that's healthy, okay, that's not going to inflict harm. Okay. Number three, spreading your personal negative opinions of another Christian as if your opinion was fact. One thing I'm learning about the Word of God when I speak even more, the Lord said, Deb, when you talk, you better make sure it's coming from my Word. Make sure that you're not preaching your opinion. Okay? Because my opinion can't take you to heaven. Number four, gaining allies at the expense of any relationship you may have with one you are speaking about. Now that kind of reminds me of an Absalom spirit, because Absalom went against David, but what he did was he rallied people that was in David's camp against David. Okay, these things are in the church. And then, being two-faced or a hypocrite. Okay? In other words, you act one way with Sister Callie and another way with Jerry. That's two-faced. All right. So, what are some sins that we have to watch out for? We have to watch out for clamor and evil speaking, like quarreling and arguing. Ephesians 4:31 and 1 Peter 3:10. Backbiting. Psalm 15:3. Slander. And I'm going to give you a definition of slander. Slander is someone who destroys with words. As long as Christians walk in the flesh or our lower nature, harboring sinful ways against each other, like hatred, strife, and divisions, there will be cursing in the church. It's a work of the flesh, and it's not of God. Okay. Debates, verbal contentions, gossip, okay? And gossip is something that really, really can hurt people, and a lot of times they're not even aware that they're being talked about. Nobody likes to be talked about. You know, no one. I don't care who we are. You know, we're spiritual, we love God. But when you heard that somebody said something, it bothers you. And you have to ask God to help you to get through it. You know what I'm saying? These things do happen. And what you do is you take it to the Lord. You take it to the cross. You ask God, I forgive them. I love them. I release them. And I ask you to help me. Be honest with the Lord. Now, when things happen, we must be honest. And that's just not in dealing with what I'm talking about today, that's any facet of your life. When things happen in your life, be honest with God about it. When things come up, even when you come up here for prayer and things come up, be honest about how you feel. Don't try to, you know, sometimes we want to put a cloak. I'm gonna use this as an example because I did it when I first came here. When Jerry asked me, well, have you, anybody need to forgive? I said, no, I don't need to forgive nobody. It wasn't true because as soon as she mentioned my mom, I went to crying. So evidently, Fatty, I needed to forgive somebody. You see what I'm saying? So you can never say, well, oh no, I got it. You ain't got it all together. Because if you had it all together and I had it all together, would we be here?
No.
Okay, I'll leave that alone. No, we wouldn't be here. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. So we have to be honest.
Yes.
To be honest with ourselves, because when you're honest and open, you know, deliverance and healing takes place real fast when you're open. But if you're zipped up, tied up, and we're here praying with you and trying to help you, and you got everything locked down, nothing gets in, baby, but nothing goes out. How many of you know when you have a deep wound? I saw this today, brother, as we were praying. I saw like a, you know, somebody with a wound. Well, that wound is really hurt inside. Just putting a Band-Aid on ain't going to help. You take the Band-Aid off, you get a fine knife, and you cut it open. Why? Is something in there that needs to come out. You got to get that nasty stuff out. Right? So if you unzip your... Okay. You got to open yourself up. Don't worry about what people are going to say. Who cares what they say? You know, when I come to atmosphere like this, I come here to get free. I want more freedom. Right? It's something we need. And you know, I was teasing Mother Jerry. I was teasing, you know. I said, well, you know, in some prayers we pray every time we go. Like, come on back in the sanctuary. You know, pull them back to the sanctuary again. I said, no, Lord, I prayed that prayer a whole bunch of times. And y'all looking at me funny now, but you know it's true, right? Well, if I need to be pulled in every time I come, hallelujah, pull me back in. I don't want to be on the outside because I may have set myself outside and didn't realize it. And the Lord used Jerry to say, y'all, come on, pull somebody back in. Come on here, somebody. So if you need that prayer again, get it. Get it. Isn't it somehow this morning we didn't do that? But anyway, okay. I kind of missed that, Jerry. Because the Lord know what we need. Amen. This is a deliverance and healing camp. You need deliverance and you need healing.
Amen.
So when you leave here, you ought to leave here better. Okay? And then you're able to go further. Right? Wish I had time to tell you, but that you want to maintain that. We want to keep it. And we want to grow. So when we come back, well, it's something else we might need. Right? And you're going to get that so that you're able to be effective in the kingdom, because God wants us effective witnesses for Him. He wants us to be lights. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they see your good works, sister. Glorify the Father which is in heaven. We want God to be glorified in our life. So I need more of Him. Amen.
Me too.
Amen, Bobby. Thank you. So how do we break these curses? Number one, affirm your relationship with Jesus. Make sure you got a relationship with Him. Okay? Make sure that you are 100% dedicated to Jesus. Okay? Ensure that you are walking right with Him. And you can, because the Word tells us that. Number two, repent of all sin, known and unknown. You know, sometimes we even have to repent of things that our families did we don't know nothing about. You know, I don't know nothing about my generation's past. I don't know what they were into. But if something comes up and I'm in doubt about it, I just repent. And I ask God, Lord, forgive me and forgive my family for what they did back then. Because we don't want all that stuff following us. We don't need that no more. You understand? Okay, 2 Corinthians 7 and 1. It says, let us Christians purify, okay, purge, and cleanse ourselves from everything, every stain that pollutes, contaminates, and defiles either the body or the spirit. Now that's what we have to do. Okay? There's a part that God plays in us getting free, but then there's a part that we must play. Okay? So what we do is we ask the Lord to forgive us for everything that is sin. Everything. Okay? All trespasses. All iniquity. Okay? Number three, renounce the sins of your forefathers. Even though, as I already said, you may not know what your forefathers participated in, repent and renounce all sin done by them. Can I share something? When we're praying today, I saw literally, I've seen movies, but I literally saw when the person was talking about a person being burned. I literally saw that. And when we ministered, but I have to say this, okay? We have to make sure that stuff, and I'm talking about me right now and my race, that we are not affected by what happened in the slave time and even after in the 50s and the 40s when they were, you know, burning us and hanging us. Come on. So I have to make sure that I have no seed of racism. Not even an eighth of an inch. Do you understand?
Yes.
Even people that may come my way and they may have a problem. But if I'm always saying, oh, here we go again, I have a problem. Y'all understand what I'm saying? God wants all of this gone. Every bit of it. I had to tell someone a few weeks ago that was yapping about something, and I won't go into it, but when they began to yap, I'm saying it like that, I said, wait a minute, you are a woman of God, and you cannot have that attitude. Come on, somebody. It doesn't matter. The color, the race, the creed, don't matter where we came from, we have to put all that mess down. And every bit of it has to be flushed from the body of Christ, from the people of God, because that will keep a breach, and it will keep us from ministering the way God wants us to minister. Come on, somebody. God sends me into congregations and people that a lot of people won't go to. Because first thing I have my people. Whoa. How many blacks were there? I don't know. I don't care. It was people there. I really don't care. Do you understand? That's not the issue. If God sent me, He got a word for me to do. And we must be willing to go wherever God sends us. Amen. So I ask you all to forgive us for our nasty attitudes, because we have some. But we must get rid of them. We must put them down. Amen? Okay. Number four, accept God's forgiveness and forgive yourself. A lot of times you're hung up because you don't forgive yourself. We must forgive ourselves. Forgiveness is key. I thank God for liberty today. And necessary for cleansing and to be able to move forward. And you can't move forward if you're stuck. It's like I see these feet stuck in mud, and you're trying to go, you can't because you're stuck. You got to get unstuck. Amen. God wants you to move. He wants you to flow in the Holy Ghost. Amen. He wants you to abound and go from grace to grace, level to level, dimension to dimension, whatever. He wants you to move. Praise the Lord. You can't do that if you're stuck in unforgiveness. So let these people go, let folk go, let family members go, let old friends go, old soul ties, whatever it is, when things come up, even in the morning, you come for prayer, and we say, let it go, forgive, let it go. Amen. Let it go. What is it going to do you to carry it back home? How many of you really came to be free?
Amen.
For real?
Amen.
Okay. Then, if you haven't let something go, I'm imploring you, before you lay down tonight, let it go. Can I speak to the sister that was grieving? Can I? You know, I lost my husband, and it was a hard thing. But one thing I know, I'm not in the casket. And I don't want to get in there. The Lord told me to live on. He spared my life last year. He told me to live on. Come on now. You know, I just lost a niece just a few weeks ago. Barely 3 weeks. She was murdered. She was stabbed to death. But I went to that funeral. I'm not in that casket where I loved her. But guess what? I'm still here. And we have to grieve. You grieve naturally. But there's a time frame for grieving. The Bible says it. I'll tell you. About 30 days. I put it to the test over and over again. And I asked my sister. I said, well, I got 30 days. Come on, it's real. And my niece, she hasn't been gone 30 days. But I tell you what, I'm not grieving. I'm going to tell you why. Because God gave me a peace when I found out that she had died. And I tell you what, I was on a mission. I was on assignment. I was preaching in another state when I got word. And I could not stop the assignment. I had to complete it. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, you're on assignment. I said, well, Lord, you got to give me strength. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you that no matter what you go through, God will help you.
Yeah.
He will cause you to do the thing that you're called to do with excellence and integrity when you're sold out to Him. And I come to tell you today, I'm 100% sold out to the Lord. And I thank God for everything I've had to go through. But I also thank God, sister, for strength that He gives us, that when we do have to go through something hard, He won't leave us. He's faithful. So I share that with you to let you know it's time to come out that casket. Close it. It's buried. It's gone. We love our loved ones, but I ain't in no casket. And I just had to say it like that because that's the way the Lord gave it to me. He wants us free. Amen? And you definitely can't carry no corpse around. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone now, so. Amen. Hallelujah. Forgiveness is key, and it's necessary, again, for cleansing and to be able to move forward. Number 5, forgive all others who have ever trespassed against you. All who may have lied and caused you great harm, forgive them. Let them go. Okay. Do not hold them hostage any longer because you're actually holding yourself hostage. Okay. Number 6, renounce all contracts with cults, the occult, and Eastern religions. Any of these practices, you have to renounce it. If you've ever been involved or had any family involved in any type of cult, to include Freemasonry, repent and renounce it. Okay? Close the door to all such activity in the name of Jesus. Okay? Now, I never was involved in Freemasonry, but I had a family member, and I have gone through the prayer, and I've done all that. And so I remember when I mentioned this, and I was going through training and deliverance, and I told the person, well, I don't know nothing about it. She said, well, you got to go through this prayer anyway. And I'm like, well, why come I got to go? You know, so okay. But you know what? I was affected by that stuff. And again, we don't often understand it all or don't see it. But go through the prayer and allow the Lord to flush you and cleanse you, okay? Number 7, destroy all books, objects, and paraphernalia associated with any occult, or false religious source. Okay? Get rid of any jewelry that's attached to cults, fraternal groups, all of that stuff. You know, my family member had the rings and all that stuff. Yeah, I never had it. And don't want it. I don't need it. Praise the Lord. All right? Number 8, cast out every demon curse. Command the enemy to leave in the name of Jesus. Now, we have the authority to command the devil to go. And we got to speak that out. Okay? He no longer has a legal right to remain. Tell him to go in Jesus' name. All right? Number 9, reclaim the blessing. Once curses are broken and demons or curses have been cast out, we confess our blessings in the Lord. The grace of God enables us to stand unashamed in the presence of the Lord. Yeah, I'm about done. This message was not long. I have a prophetic word, and I would like to pray for those that may need prayer, because we got to understand that any type of witchcraft, and you know, witchcraft comes in words and all this stuff here. Even, you know, the camp and all of that, the people in the camp. I'm going to pray special for all the workers here, Brother Merle, Barbara, all the workers. Why? Because these words are constantly coming and darts are flying, daggers are flying. And God wants us free. And he wants us to know that he has a work. He has such a new and a fresh word for us, the people of God. But I want to share this prophetic word with you. The Lord said this. He said, I say to you, my people, I've seen the trouble that you have walked through. I see the terrain you have walked through. And I, the Lord, have come to bring healing from the damage caused by the words that have been spoken against you. I desire to bring you up and out of all that has caused you pain. Give all of your troubles over to me, for I, the Lord, stand ready to bring deliverance and healing in your life. I have brought you to the place and time that I may show you my glory. I will do a new thing in your life and in your heart, says the Lord, as you release all of the pain and hurt to me. I'm healing your emotions from all the damage and all the draining that has taken place in your life. Look to me, for I am your God. I am with you and I will refresh you. I call you my child. You are the apple of my eye and I call you clean. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Do not listen to the voice of the enemy, for I am your God, and I will prove myself, and I will continue to walk you into your destiny, says the Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I say, release it all to me. Give all your troubles and all your worries to me, for I am with you. Thank you, Lord. Surrender your all to me, and I will minister to every area of your life. I will bring freedom as you submit to my will and my leading, says the Lord. I am with you and I will strengthen you. I will keep you through every test you are called to endure. As you call on my name, you will see me move in your life. Let go of the past and push forward, for this is a new day, for my glory will be revealed in your life, says the Lord God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Stand to your feet. I want to pray. Brother right here. Yeah. Can I just say something to you, brother, as I was just giving this word? Yeah, you. As I was just giving this, the Lord showed me where the enemy has had some like boxing gloves and been trying to beat you up in the head. And the Lord says today he cuts that off from you in the name of the Lord. And every wicked word and everything that has come your way, the Lord says he will cut it down. But get in the secret place with me, says the Lord, for I am your God and I come to do you good. Know that you are mine and I've called you with a high calling, and every attack, even in the back of your head where the enemy's constantly pounding and things that have come your way and things that have happened, it's like a constant condemnation, a condemning. But the Lord says he does not condemn. He just calls for cleanliness and he calls for godliness and he calls for repentance. And as you do that, He'll cut that stuff off in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you and we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you the honor in Jesus' name. Touch my dear brother today. Bless him and minister, Father God. We thank you for oil and wine from the Holy Spirit. We thank you for ministering, God. You touch him now in every area of his life. In Jesus' name, I pray. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you come to do us good today. I thank you, Father God, for your holy word. I thank you, Lord, that every word curse that would come through the atmosphere, you by your spirit will pull down, God, and where the people of God have been bombarded by evil, wicked words, Father, I'm asking you to reverse every word, God, in the name of Jesus. We take authority over the enemy now, and we thank you, Lord God, that we will walk in your word, we will walk in your truth, we'll walk in your holiness and righteousness, and we will walk in your love. I thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing for this place, this house, this camp. We thank you, Lord, for the cleansing that's taking place. We thank you for the flushing, oh God. We thank you right now, hallelujah, that you will rain down fresh righteousness and manna from heaven. We thank you, Lord God, for a fresh move of your spirit. And I ask you, Lord, to touch everyone, God, that works at this camp in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Patty and Kevin today. I pray, God, that you strengthen them. I pray, God, that you would wrap your arms around them even the more, God. And I pray, God, that your spirit, oh God, would engulf them. Father, when they lay down at night, God, let their sleep be sweet. When they rise up in the morning, Father, give them, oh God, freshness, oh God. Father God, as they go about their day, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you by your spirit, oh God, and your power, God, would take them and bless them and move, oh God. I pray right now, Lord God, for Linda, God, I thank you for this woman of God. Father God, as she takes care of the business and helps her to labor here, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would keep her strong. I pray for her mind, oh God, to be alert. I pray for her body to be whole. In the name of Jesus, I thank you now for Kevin. I thank you for Christy. I thank you for their children. Crystal, I thank you, God, for what you're doing for Dan. I'm sorry. Lord God, touch him and heal him. Oh God, by the power of God, I ask you, Lord, to touch their children and keep them safe, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Rick, oh God, Lord, as he works and labors in the kitchen. My God, be with him and speak to him and minister, oh God. Father God, and we bind the enemy that's constantly come up against this camp. We take authority over the enemy now, and we thank you, oh God, for breakthrough. We thank you now, God, for what you're doing for Merle and Barbara. We thank you, God, for protecting their property. We thank you, God, that fire could only come so close. We thank you, God, for the fire of the Holy Ghost. We ask, oh God, that you turn around every witch's brew in the name of Jesus, every wicked curse in the name of the Lord. And Father God, I thank you now for Jane. I ask you to touch her as well. My God, minister, Father. Oh God, give her fresh, oh God, anointing as she plays and sings under the anointing. I thank you, God, for God, freshness that will fall, God. I thank you for the speakers that you've graced, oh God, to be here. I thank you, God, for Randy and Callie. I thank you, Lord, that you're blessing them even the more. You're blessing them as they go in, blessing them as they go out. Thank you, God, for the word. Thank you for Mom Jerry. Thank you, God, for touching her. And Father God, where the enemy's constantly, Jerry, I see where the enemy constantly trying to hit your knees, causing you to fall. As you said, you've fallen 3 times. Well, no more, devil. You get away from her. You stop tripping her up. In the mighty name of Jesus, give her strength, oh God. My God, I thank you for what you're doing for Jerry. I thank you, God, that you're holding her up. I thank you for the wisdom and every wicked word that's come at her from the north, south, east, and west. Turn back, oh God, in Jesus' name. I lift up Carla and I ask you to touch the woman of God. I ask you to minister to her as well. Bless her, oh God, and bless her husband. Be with them and strengthen them. Use her for your glory and for your honor. I thank you. you, dear Lord, for everything that you are doing. Oh, God, have your way in this place. Bless your people today. Oh, God, minister to them in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, I pray for wisdom. I pray that you continue to touch my life. Oh, God, and Lord, I thank you for what you're doing. Keep me, God. Oh, God, humble before you. That, God, whatever you want to do, Lord God, I say yes to your will. Now bless your people today. Minister to everyone in the name of Jesus. My God, let healing go forth. My God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. We praise you. And we give you honor now. We will continue to give you praise. And we'll continue to give you glory in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for reversing every wicked curse. In Jesus' name. Oh, my God. Oh, God, we thank you. God, we praise you. Oh, Bashanda Bohaya. Ekandanana Mosataya. Ekandanana Mosataya. We thank you, Father. Thank you now, God, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness. Oh, God, let your perfect, complete, and whole will be done. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Clap those hands one more time and give God the glory. Thank you, Lord. If there's anyone that may need prayer, we're here. The prayer team will help. Amen. We will pray. If not, do we just dismiss, brother? Father, we thank you for the meal that is coming shortly. We ask that you bless the meal, bless the hands, and bless the laborers there that are preparing. And Father, we thank you for a sweet time of fellowship around the dinner table tonight. Oh God, we thank you for your anointing that is yet flowing. Continue to minister. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Will you help me, brother?
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.